Capitol has begun to deploy a new tactic aimed at essentially making an end run around the entire concept of labor rights by attempting to use the courts to dismantle the federal agency tasked with protecting employees.
This is the Labor Radio Podcast Daily for Friday, March 8th, International Women's Day.
This NLRB is following the spirit of its creation, yes. And it's not a friendly entity to these companies. And so they're basically trying to figure out a way around it. And again, that is happening because of who sits in the White House, right?
That's from Labor Radio on KBOO Portland on the Labor Radio Podcast Network, laborradionetwork.org. In today's labor history, on this date in 1908, thousands of New York needle trades workers demonstrated for higher wages, a shorter workday, and an end to child labor. The demonstration became the basis for International Women's Day. Today's labor quote is by reporter Mary Heaton Vorse, writing about the 1912 Bread and Roses strike. "It was the spirit of the workers that was dangerous. The tired, gray crowds ebbing and flowing perpetually into the mills had waked and opened their mouths to sing." The Labor Radio Podcast Daily is supported by our friends at Union Plus. You'll find out more at unionplus.org. Keep up with all the latest labor arts news. Subscribe to the Labor Heritage Foundation's free weekly newsletter at laborheritage.org. This has been Chris Garlock for the Labor Radio Podcast Network.